Executive Summary. This report makes recommendations for the University of Queensland to improve the experience of students with disability in the university context and to fulfil the rights of those students to inclusion and equality of opportunity in education. It does this through presenting the findings of a survey conducted with students with disability in 2022. Publication of the survey and report also aims to facilitate comparative research nationally and internationally, contribute to disability and education research tools, and progress inclusivity and education equity. The right to education has been recognised internationally as a human right. Australia has embraced that recognition through its adoption of obligations under international human rights agreements, including the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disability, and through the enactment of rights to non-discrimination in education in the Federal Disability Discrimination Act 1992, the Disability Standards for Education 2005, and in state and territory discrimination laws. Achieving inclusion and full equality of opportunity in education for people with disability requires education providers, including universities, to be both proactive and responsive. The proactive work is to achieve a university that is inclusive by design and ready to provide a rich and fulfilling educational experience for students with disability. This can be achieved through a planned approach to the implementation of universal design principles and audits of existing processes, facilities, and practices to remove all identifiable barriers. Responsive work is necessary to ensure that when a student with disability identifies a continuing barrier to their full inclusion, the student experiences a positive and can-do response that works with them to resolve the issues they are facing. This includes the work of ensuring student access plans are properly tailored to the student's needs and are implemented effectively throughout the student's education. Over time, it can be anticipated that the work of implementing universal design principles will reduce the need for reasonable adjustments in the form of student access plans. It is not, however, likely to ever result in the complete removal of that need, given the diversity of conditions and impact of intersectionality of conditions on a student's particular functional capacities. Survey participants provided important insights showcasing both the positive and negative factors that have shaped their educational experience. While the research team were unsurprised by some of the data, particularly in relation to challenges around the implementation of student access plans, other aspects provided new and welcome insights. It is noteworthy that the area of student support within the university received favourable ratings in response to several quantitative questions and featured strongly in positive commentary in response to the qualitative questions. Alongside this, it is notable how many participants spoke the positive impact of the Student Union Disability Collective on their university experiences. While this report focuses mainly on the quantitative data due to time constraints, the responses to most of the qualitative questions are reported and will be analysed and discussed in a later report. Overall, the research findings provide clear indications of what further work needs to be done to ensure equitable access to education for students with disability at the University of Queensland. These indications have been framed into the recommendations set out in the next section.